All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Well, folks, we do have four teams in place for the college football playoff, but for some people, the controversy is set to begin. Those four teams will be the Alabama Crimson Tide, the Oregon Ducks, Florida State Seminoles, and the Ohio State Buckeyes. Now, the shock out of that group has to be Ohio State. Why? Because coming into the final regular season weekend of the college football season, Ohio State was ranked behind both the TCU Horned Frogs and the Baylor Bears. But it was Ohio State that jumped both TCU and Baylor in the final weekend of the season to move into the fourth and final playoff spot. Now you look at the Big 12, they do play a round robin schedule of nine conference games where everybody does face each other. I think the Big 12 made the mistake in coming out and saying that, you know what, we're going to let the committee decide our champion. And both TCU and Baylor did finish with exact records of 8-1, and Baylor did defeat TCU this season in head-to-head matchups. So, therefore, Baylor should have been outright declared as the Big 12 champion. But the Big 12 decided not to do that, and that is something that, to me, hurt the case of both TCU and Baylor. And, you know, it's tough for TCU because this was a team that came in ranked third into the final weekend of the season. They knew that they had an outmatched opponent in Iowa State, and TCU did what good teams are supposed to do. They took care of business in dominating fashion versus Iowa State, and it left no trace of whatsoever to the committee as far as how good this team was. Ohio State, on the other hand, did play a ranked team in the Big Ten Championship game as they faced the 13th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers, and they dominated them 59-0, while Baylor defeated a ranked team at home as they knocked off the Kansas State Wildcats. But you look at Ohio State, and they did play in a very weak Big Ten conference. They lost at home to Virginia Tech out of the ACC, who did finish this season 6-6. Now, the strength for Ohio State was the fact that they were able to go on the road and knock off the Michigan State Spartans, and then they came around the next week and went on the road once more and defeated the Minnesota Golden Gophers, who were ranked at the time. Now, TCU, like I said, their only loss was to Baylor, and their strongest victory of the season came when they dominated the K-State Wildcats earlier this year. Baylor suffered a tough road loss at the hands of the West Virginia Mountaineers, and like they did beat TCU, but they had a very weak non-conference schedule that consisted of games versus SMU and Buffalo. That's not going to get it done. Now, when I first saw that Ohio State got into the field of four, the first thing I thought about was the money of the Big Ten. The Big Ten has more money than the Big 12 conference. Not to say that the Big 12 doesn't have a lot of money behind them, but the Big Ten has money and the Big Ten has power. And the Big Ten definitely wanted to see one of their teams represent the inaugural playoff in the world of college football. Even before this process started, the powers that be began discussing the thoughts of expanding the field from 4 to 8. I think it's going to happen because I think something like this is going to speed up the process. You have the Power 5 conferences, and of course the SEC, Pac-12, Big 12, Big 10, and ACC. And for a four-team college football playoff, at least one of those conferences would not be represented. And for the majority of the year, it looked like we were going to get two teams from the Southeastern Conference. So it was a situation where potentially two or three power conferences would not be represented in the field of four. Now, I think it will eventually expand to eight teams, but it doesn't matter if it's expanded to eight teams or 16 teams. The bottom line is this: there's always going to be somebody that has a legitimate gripe as far as not getting in. You look at the NCAA March Madness tournament as far as men's college basketball, and there are 68 teams that qualify for that tournament, and there's always a 69th and 70th team that have a good case to make the tournament field. So the bottom line is, we saw it this year, more than ever, there was a huge focus on what teams would be able to do in the regular season. And I think this is not only a wake-up call to both TCU and Baylor, not only the rest of the Big 12 conference, but all of the big boys in the world of college football. You need to schedule a strong out-of-conference schedule. That's it. You want maybe one cupcake, but you want to have some tough games in there as well against teams from the other Power 5 conferences, because this is what the committee is going to put all together come next December as far as deciding their field of four for the 2015 college football playoff. But in the interim, we do have two good games on tap for New Year's Day. Of course, Alabama and Ohio State will get it on in the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans, while Florida State, the defending national champions, will meet the Oregon Ducks out at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. Of course, you know, Alabama and Ohio State, they do have two of the bigger brands in college football. You can't knock the Oregon Ducks for winning a tough Pac-12 conference. And Florida State, yes, the ACC is not a strong football conference, but they are the defending national champions, and they are the only team at the FBS level that finished this season undefeated. So there is still going to be plenty on tap. The controversy will continue to go on, but the bottom line is, it is what it is, and like it or not, these are the four teams that still have a chance to be crowned as national champions. Folks, I want to take this opportunity to thank you all for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of the day's action from week number 15 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you are on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.